Earlier this year, Monroe County had its worst measles outbreak since the state started tracking that data a decade ago. But the number of local cases, 7, is dwarfed by the hundreds reported in Rockland County and New York City. Jeffrey Weinberg, who specializes in pediatric infectious diseases at the University of Rochester Medical Center, says there's not an immediate risk of measles returning here. But he says an unvaccinated person could travel to New York City and bring back the virus unknowingly.
Measles isn't going to just spring out of the ground in our area in Monroe County or upstate. It's a human-to-human spread condition, and travel to somewhere in contact with somebody who has active measles is how it gets started.
Weinberg and other pediatric experts like Rochester Regional Health's Larry Denk say that's why a high vaccination rate is so important. It limits the disease's reach to one person.
It would pretty much stop there. If someone, you know, had measles, came here, and everyone's been vaccinated, it'd be very unlikely to spread.
Both doctors say the Rochester area has a high vaccination rate in general, but they're concerned about a few elementary schools where religious exemptions have resulted in measles vaccination rates below 80%. They say that creates conditions where the disease could spread in small pockets of the population. Denk says many children who get measles will survive without lasting effects, but it's a numbers game that he doesn't want parents to play. He says the risks of the vaccine are tiny compared to the risk of lifelong complications from getting measles.
Really bad, like, you know, hearing loss or get meningitis and then have, you know, brain damage forever.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.